Johnson.
News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. The Russian military initiated a temporary ceasefire in two areas of Ukraine to allow civilians to evacuate. That's what Russian state media reported on Saturday, the first breakthrough in allowing people to escape the war. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement it had agreed on evacuation routes with Ukrainian forces for the strategic port of Mariupol in the southeast and the eastern city of Volnovakha. The vaguely worded statement did not make clear how long the routes would remain open. Mariupol has become the scene of growing misery amid days of shelling that knocked out most phone service and raised the prospect of food and water shortages. A top official there said the ceasefire there is to last until 4 p.m. and an evacuation along a humanitarian corridor was beginning at 11 a.m. This comes after European Union Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell says that with over a million Ukrainians made refugees already, the EU is asking for safe passage for all civilians. The number of refugees fleeing the country has eclipsed 1.2 million. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin has intensified a crackdown on media outlets and individuals who fail to toe the Kremlin line on the war in Ukraine. He is signing into law a bill that criminalizes the intentional spreading of what Moscow deems to be fake news reports. Russia has also blocked Facebook and Twitter. The moves follow blocks imposed on the BBC, the U.S. government-funded Voice of America, German broadcaster Deutsche Welle, and Latvia-based website Medusa. For more on these stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in Pakistan are vowing to hunt down and arrest the masterminds behind a deadly mosque attack claimed by an Islamic State affiliate. The assault killed 63 people and wounded nearly 200. IS said in a statement Saturday the lone suicide bomber was from neighboring Afghanistan. He shot two police guarding the Shiite Muslim mosque in northwest Peshawar before entering inside and exploding his device. The attack took place as worshippers knelt in Friday prayer. The IS affiliate, known as IS in Khorasan province, is headquartered in eastern Afghanistan. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog is meeting with Iranian officials as talks in Vienna over Tehran's tattered atomic deal with world powers appear to be reaching their end. Rafael Mariano Grossi described his Saturday visit to Tehran as a means to address outstanding questions as negotiators back in Europe appear to be reaching a deadline to see if the 2015 accord can be revived. The nuclear deal saw Iran agree to drastically limit its enrichment of uranium in exchange for the lifting of crushing economic sanctions. But then President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew America from the agreement, sparking years of tensions. India has yet to submit its targets for cutting greenhouse emissions to the UN Climate Agency. 4 months have passed since Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced its net zero target and short-term goals for increasing clean energy. But since they haven't been submitted to the UN Climate Agency, the targets can't yet be counted towards the global effort. India's environment minister said that concerned ministries were still discussing the matter. Experts say that the delay underscores the enormity of the challenge facing India, while the opposition has raised questions about whether India had a clear roadmap before it made international commitments. As the West condemns Russia, President Vladimir Putin has vocal supporters in China, where the ruling Communist Party tells its people they are fellow targets of U.S.-led harassment. Public sentiment largely reflects the stance of a ruling party that is the closest thing Putin has to a major ally. That sentiment is that the war should stop, but the United States is to blame. President Xi Jinping's government has tried to distance itself from the attack, but avoided criticizing Moscow. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, reporting for VOA News.